It is the review on the Anfield Wrap after Liverpool 1, Manchester City 0. It's Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers to go through it. We'll start with the approaches as ever. Neil, we'll start with Liverpool. A hand forced defensively, both at right back and at right centre back. But also, I think more importantly, the reversion to the 4-3-3. When the manager spoke pre-game, he spoke about stopping it into Haaland, and to stop it into Haaland, you have to stop it into De Bruyne, and so on and so forth. Do you think this was just the reversion to something he knows, you know, the thing that works in inverted commas, or was it a case of form, injuries, the time and when this comes?
See, I think he's still in the hybrid position. Or in a hybrid position, and I think that was always the purpose. I thought he'd pick Elliot, and I think that the selection of Elliot says this is flitting in and out of 4-3-3 and 4-2-4. This is about space more than structure and how we respond to space. For instance, I think that what City do gives Jota a really odd game because he's got to sort of work out where he needs to position himself when we haven't got the ball, which makes it quite difficult for him when we win it back to be sort of a little bit closer, a little bit more direct. I think the priority for Liverpool was to sacrifice everyone, and I mean this is a good thing, at the altar of getting Salah as far up the pitch and as close to the goal as humanly possible. So everyone else does what they do, and Salah himself, by the way, puts in an unbelievable selfless performance. But for me, all the Liverpool structure, all the Liverpool shape, insofar as there is one beyond the back four and the two midfielders, is for me about sort of how do we ensure that when it breaks as we want it to break, it'll be in the vicinity of Mo, and then we're going to go from there on everything else. So Jota ends up doing this unbelievable graft off the left where he's got to worry about De Bruyne, he's got to worry about Cancelo, he's got to worry to a degree about Akanji, less so obviously, and he's around their centre mids at times in terms of looking to sort of break around that, you know, it's the side that Rodri I think prefers to pull to.